On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
On Twitch and YouTube, you go to twitch.tv/957thegame, youtube.com/957thegame. Watch us live. And if anybody Feliciano's,
I renamed it.
If anybody Feliciano's, and if you're a YouTuber or a Twitch, thank you, you know what I mean. Anyway, you get to hear it. The radio audience doesn't because Grandy's got his hands on the wheels of steel. But anyway, you can subscribe to the channel for all of our 95.7 The Game content. You hit the thumbs up button. You can hit the thumbs down button, but that makes you mean. It's all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Okay, hi, everybody. We got a game tonight, and then we got a game tonight. So the Niners play, the Warriors play. We'll kind of tag team a little bit, get you ready for both, but we're certainly here thinking Niners right in the middle of Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale, and I do want to take a minute to say nachos, green check. Green beans, green jack.
Oh, green beans. Look
green
at
beans,
you.
Yeah. And then we had some split pea soup with bacon, green jack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the boss who's got a pretzel the size of his head.
It's actually larger than his head. I didn't realize Matt had such a small head. But anyway.
The pretzel, we've had it before. The pretzel is delicious, and he's got some, I think they're either wontons or pot stickers, but yeah, come on down.
Maybe
the food
spring rolls
is fantastic. Yeah. Same thing.
Whatever.
Yeah, wonton, pot sticker, spring roll. It's something.
It's
something that's fried that you can put into a dip, and I'm here for that.
Matt, didn't you already eat? You already ate. I saw they put a huge burger and fries in front of your face like 40 minutes ago. For the pro, yeah, right.
That's, the team.
I use the same excuse.
Yep.
Anyway, all right. So come see us is the other point we're trying to make because it's fun down here. They got games in the parking lot. Hopefully you signed up for the free shuttle. Dibs has got a little side business going. He's guessing people's birthdays.
Nailed
He's
it.
One for one. Then again, I'd like to see proof. I'm that way.
Yeah,
like I don't trust things that are going on around me.
Well, the kid was 10, and so I don't think that he yet has his learner's permit.
Well,
so probably not a photo ID.
School ID, something.
Didn't
what do we
bring
got?
His passport with him, I'm sure.
Well,
but,
we'll see if he's able to get in tonight. Good luck.
We'll find out exactly.
But here's something I want to throw out to all of you. 888-957-9570. We would love to talk to you about this. And the reason is I've heard it a lot. I've seen this a lot on social today. I'm listening to it on the Joes. I'm listening to it with Steiny and Goo. And I guess the question, this is the way I want to ask it, is does it matter to you as a fan? A lot of you, it sounds like, feel lied to by the San Francisco 49ers because to find out that what happened with Ayuk happened in July, but for the last three, four, five, 6 weeks, Oh, yeah. You know, we want him to play and stuff and practice windows.
Well, he does.
The side field.
Yep,
and
yep.
You know what I mean? Brandon's doing great. You know, bad injury, but Brandon's doing great. And that was the narrative that they put out there. And all the while, they knew that Brandon's, again, not contract, his future guarantees had been voided. Yes, that does still mean he's under contract for this year. Yes, maybe Brandon would play because he wants to show the rest of the league he's healthy. I don't know. I really don't know. But and then there's the injury part of it, which is the coaches really do. They really just go, hey, Doc, tell us when he's ready. But I don't know, man. A, do you feel lied to? And B, does it matter to you?
No and no. I don't feel lied to because this is the way it goes. I am a little surprised, though, that if this happened in July, and that's what the reports are, end of July, middle of July, whatever, the fact that this didn't get out from then till now, that is, to me, a little bit of a surprise. And if they told Brandon in his camp back in July, yeah, you know, we're not going to renew your contract and we're going to void your guarantees, I would think that would have gotten out back then, but maybe not. Maybe they just wanted to, like, weigh their options, and they wanted to go through this year and see what this year would look like. But if I'm Aiyuk and I have no guarantees for next year, there's no way in hell I'm going to come back and play football. I'm going to wait until the offseason, until I'm actually released, and then go out there and show the next teams. I'm going to go out there and have my own little private workout or a private combine and show them at that point that I'm ready to go. To me, it benefits him zero to go out there and play for this team.
I think I agree with you, but I just want to throw out there the possibility that when people go, dude, you voided his contract, why would you keep saying each week, we hope he comes and plays for us? I actually believe that if he were ready to roll and got a uniform, Kyle might put him out there. They're just trying to win.
Kyle would, sure.
Yeah, they're just trying to win the game. And I do think that it's at least worth our thought strategically to wonder if for Brandon Aiyuk there would be value in showing the league that you're healthy. Totally get where you're coming from, and I think that's what I would do too. But it also leads to, for me, what's the most mysterious part about this. Does Brandon Aiyuk actually believe that however many millions he's forfeiting, does he really believe that he's going to make up for that on the open market, new team, new system, new quarterback, and that team, whoever brings you in, knows two things. A, you're coming off a catastrophic leg injury.
Yeah.
And B, for whatever reason, you're out there skipping team functions with the team that you're currently with. These are not things that make somebody want to sign you long-term.
Not automatically, and he's not going to get a long-term deal anyway. I don't think that he would be sitting there thinking, yeah, I'm going to get out of this contract, they're going to void it, and I'm going to go get $120 million from somewhere else. I don't think that he might be that delusional, but for me, if you're Aiyuk, you're thinking, I'm going to go somewhere and get a one-year deal, 1 year for 10, 12, 15, whatever it is, and I'll get most of it guaranteed with bonuses so that when I show this new team that I'm actually healthy and I'm the dude and I'm going to go to a team that actually throws the ball to wide receivers and the 49ers don't. And they don't throw to receivers very much. And
yeah.
I was looking at the numbers, and actually I have a college graduate friend of mine who did data science in college.
Okay.
And he's going to do a full data analysis on what percentage of passes go to wide receivers now versus 5 years ago. Because it feels to me like the wide receiver reception total is going down. And it's not just the Niners. It's a lot of teams, running backs,
that's interesting,
tight ends. My guy is going to do a full data analysis, and we haven't yet determined how many years we're going to look at, but I think that if you're Aiyuk, you look at teams that do throw to the receiver, and you think, all right, like Buffalo, for example, they need a receiver.
Well,
New Orleans, they need a receiver. There are teams out there who I think would pay good money for a year for Aiyuk, and so if you're Brandon, you're thinking, I don't want to be a part of this offense anymore where I have to block to get the rock, and Shanahan doesn't love me anyway, and I can't wear the shorts I want to wear. I'm out of here.
Three of the top 10 in catches so far this year are not receivers.
Yep, we talked about it.
Yep, Trey McBride, Christian McCaffrey, and Jake Ferguson are all on that list. Obviously, it's mostly receivers as you look through the whole list. But, yeah, there's other tight ends get to the top 20. There's also Tyler Warren and Travis Kelce and Devon Achane and all of that. So that's an interesting kind of topic and idea, but I think it's multi-layered. In other words, are teams doing that purposefully? Is it strategic?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Strategic, or do you have a lot of football teams out there that don't have systems and quarterbacks that can effectively get the ball to wide receivers outside the numbers? I'm always fascinated by that point when someone goes, you know, the Niners don't throw it to receivers a lot. And it's like, that's true. However, when we last saw Brandon Ayuk healthy, I mean, forget last year, what a mess. But prior to the contract thing, you're talking about someone who went for over 1,300 yards. You're also talking about someone who went second in the league in yards per catch. So it blows up these narratives that, well, they never throw the wide receiver, and it's all dink and dunk. They don't throw the ball downfield. Brandon is the embodiment of what disproved all of that with the 49ers. And I think as a wide receiver, you're such a complimentary piece. You have to be very careful in this league of, I want out, and I want to go play somewhere else where I'm valued, and you can very quickly, almost likely, end up with a quarterback who's not very good, and B, a system and play caller who are not very good. You know what I mean? Let's look at the Niners' opponent this coming weekend. Yay, Shadur won a game. Cool, he gets the job. He completed 11 balls yesterday, and almost none of them were to wide receivers. So
he had one deep ball that was a huge play.
Except for it was fumbled as soon as Jerry Jeudy got
hit.
No, not his fault. But do you see what I'm saying? Like, you got to be really careful to me. If you're a receiver and you're in a good system with a good quarterback, you better cradle that like a baby.
Well, I don't think that he sees this as a good system. And this system for a wide receiver is not necessarily a, quote, good system. And you can go back to his big year, 1,300 yards. The league has changed. And you watch more football than anybody I've ever met, and you see what defenses now do. They all play the same, mostly two-shell, like, you're not going to beat us deep kind of coverage, which is where, you know, wide receivers now, if you can't do the underneath, it's going to be the tight end and it's going to be the running back that get more targets than the wide receiver typically would. And Shanahan runs a lot of two running back and one tight end, or one running back and two tight end, which means only two wide receivers. And that means if you're Ayuk and you're out there with Pearsall or Jennings, and, you know, if it's three wides and you're out there with Jennings and Pearsall, you're not going to get a ton of targets like you might in a different team, in a different system.
Right, but let's put it this way. Here's how I would sort of answer that. Like, if Brandon came to any of us and was like, you know what I mean, I'd love to go to the Bengals, because that's all, they just feed receivers, they don't play defense, we're going to get big dollars. And it's like, dude, do you know how many more teams there are in the league where your numbers would go down as opposed to the concept of your numbers going up. That's unarguable. To me, that's unarguable. That there are way, way more situations where this would get worse as opposed to it getting better. And I'm forever confused why this feud seemingly started hours after the Super Bowl was over. And I'm like, maybe you're frustrated about the way things went in the Super Bowl. I get that. But how could you not see three things? A, you just went for 1,300 yards. B, your team is in the Super Bowl. C, they want to sit down and pay you a bunch of money. How can you come out of those three things last summer and feel like you're getting jobbed or that there's a better situation somewhere else? I don't get it.
I don't think it's so much that you're getting jobbed as much as it is like you want a certain amount of things. And, you know, TJ Houshmandzadeh, his personal trainer, talked about he wants to get paid. And then he got paid.
And he did.
And then
exactly.
He got paid and he came back and he played and it took him a while to get going. And after he got paid, there was never an issue. And then he got hurt. And so I do think that it's hard to look at the totality of Ayuk and think that he was either A or B or C. Once he got paid, he missed a lot of camp and it took him a while to get going. He had drops. He got booed. And then he actually started to play pretty well, and then he got hurt. So I do think it's, you know, a number of different things. But in general, as far as a system goes, if I'm a wide receiver, I would rather be a Cowboy, for example. If I'm just looking at my numbers,
but
because they all they do is throw the ball.
They throw it
a ton. And if I'm worried about my numbers, and numbers are numbers, your numbers here are not going to ever be as good as they will be in other places.
We're going to go to the phones, 888-957-9570. I get that, but my point is, again, there's like one or two of those situations around the league.
It's more than that.
And B, why do you want these great numbers? What are those numbers? What do we equate the numbers to? Why does a wide receiver want great numbers?
They want the ball. They want to score, and maybe they want to be in the Hall of Fame.
I think they want to be paid.
Right, and he got paid.
He is.
Not anymore.
So it's over. Until you ruin it.
Well, and we don't know what he did. So.
Well, I mean, obviously he did enough to where he can't even fight this. Obviously, he did enough to
maybe
where he can't
could,
even fight it.
But he doesn't want to because he wants to be out that badly.
That's my God. That's a big number to walk away from. Yeah, that's
for
some
sure.
High level hatred if that's what's going on. So, do you feel lied to, and do you care? 888-957-9570. Let's go to GPD. Grandpa Daddy on the phone again on game day. Hey, GPD, what's up?
What's up, guys? I love you. Sakina, say hi, Mark and Dan.
Hi, Mark and
Dan. Hello. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I'm rolling with the girl out of school, and I'm working, and I got my sidekick. But I'm going to tell you, I think really Dibs really hits this on the head. Dibs hit this on the nose. He wants to get out of here, bro. He doesn't care. He got paid. He got hurt, right? And now he really doesn't like it here because he wants to go somewhere where they're throwing the ball all the time. And you know what? Who cares about what the 49ers tell us? You know they're never going to tell you the truth, man. Come on, let's keep it real. This is business. They're going to feed you what they want to feed you. They're not always going to tell you the truth. They're going to bounce around the truth. But, you know, yeah, they want him if he wants to be here and perform, but when he doesn't want to be here, and if he doesn't want to perform, and it's in his actions, and they can see it by his actions, bro, and that's what's happening. His actions doesn't show that he really wants to be here. They paid him, but he doesn't really want to be here, man, and that's it. Let's move off him, and I'm telling you, pay Jawan, third and Jawan, pay him. Let's get cracking. We still got action, man. We can still go to the Super Bowl, baby. Bang, bang, not a game.
It must be game day. Look at GPD with the walk-off. Boom.
Totally.
I don't think Juwan Jennings is going to be on the team next year either. I hope I'm wrong.
I mean, depends on.
I hope I'm wrong.
It depends on how much they want to pay him.
Yeah,
and,
I don't.
You know, you talked about it before. Like, what do wide receivers want? They want the ball. Most of them want to win, but they want to get paid.
Yeah.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, he just wants to get paid.
Yeah, well,
if they give Juwan Jennings a big, big raise with big guarantees, oh, he'll stay. He'll be happy to stay.
We should probably get TJ back on sometime soon. We won't do it on a game day. But we should probably get TJ on because guess what? Brandon made a liar out of him. He doesn't just want to get paid because he got paid. He got paid. And then he went sideways.
We don't know what he did, though. So well,
obviously
in all fairness,
enough to where the contract became voidable. He did that, and he won't even fight it.
Yeah.
So,
and I wonder why he won't fight it. And I do think that like what he actually did will come out in the wash eventually. And you know, maybe it'll be his side with spin, because if he misses meetings, which Kyle Shanahan basically said Saturday that he did, but that's not the reason.
And more, they said.
And more. So I mean, what was it and what is it? Because the contract can be voided for any number of small incremental things.
Yeah, but you're gonna fight it if somebody is like playing with language and whatnot. Like to me, the 49ers are voiding this opportunistically, and Brandon would fight it unless he thought, you know what, we're going to lose.
Or unless he really thought that he didn't want to be here anyway.
I get, if you didn't want to be here, you don't do it by having the contract voided. You do that by telling the team in the offseason, I want out. You just tell them, and you request a trade, and you go through that whole process and all of that, and you don't show up. That's what's also weird. By the way, he has been showing up. He's there. He's there. He's there working out. He's there working on the side.
But being
field.
Hurt, he can't really like request a trade while you're hurt.
No,
like,
but
that's
this
not
is
gonna work.
This is all going to come out in the off season. So he could have done it then. Listen, we're all to a degree. We're all guessing. We don't know exactly what happened, and I don't know his motivations. But it's very, very difficult for me. While I'll agree with what you're saying and what GPD's saying that he doesn't want to be here anymore, to me that's only the beginning of the story. That doesn't necessarily explain why he would conduct himself in a way that would put that many millions of dollars, $25 million at least, on the line and lose that and then head out onto the open market where, my guess, someone's going to sign him for 1 year.
Yep.
And probably not even – actually, not probably – not even half of what he was scheduled to make.
Yeah, maybe half, but to your point, it'll be – very heavily incentive laden, and so he'll have to go out there and show it and prove it. And depending on where he goes, I mean, you might go to a place with no quarterback. And you look at Minnesota right now, and J.J. McCarthy's in the protocol, and Carson Wentz is out for the year. And I just was looking at it, and I have to reopen it because I can't remember the young man's name. But I think
it's Max Brosmer or something
Max
like that.
Max Brosmer.
Yeah, yeah.
So
Max Brosmer.
You could be a Viking, and you could be hoping that Max Brosmer is going to be able to get you the ball, or
I mean,
you know, Cam Ward or any of these other guys who are, just a guy.
Can we have some fun with this for a second?
Sure.
I mentioned the Cowboys and the Bengals, and I said, sure. Those are basically – those are the ones, you know. And I said there aren't many – and you said there are more. All right, who – if I'm Brandon Ayuk, who do I want to be – if that's what it's about, forget winning.
Yep.
But I want numbers. First of all, the two teams we just mentioned, the Bengals and the Cowboys, their wide receiver cap space just
it's
about –
it's limited. Yeah, yep.
Limited. My God, right? The Bengals are paying both T and Jamar. The Cowboys have paid CeeDee Lamb, and they're openly campaigning to do so with George Pickens in the offseason. Tell me where else. Where else would you rather be where you feel like your numbers for downfield wide receiver usage, your numbers are really going to shine significantly more so than the San Francisco 49ers. And, oh, by the way, there's some space on those teams for wide receivers.
The Buffalo would be one.
Buffalo.
You've got Keon Coleman, who's a healthy scratch. Buffalo. And they've got Khalil Shakir.
They use their wide receivers less than the Niners.
They actually account, and I just looked for it, they account for almost 60% of their catches. Now, they don't throw the ball a ton.
They also throw but like closer to the line of scrimmage than any team in the league.
Right, but you actually get a chance to catch the football and go out there, and you don't have to be a big part of the run game and blocking. And, you know, I look at Seattle, who's got JSN, who's going to set a record, and they might be looking for another receiver, a team that throws the ball a lot. I think that you could look at a number of different teams, and I don't know what Miami's going to do in the post-Tyreek Hill era, and, you know, that thing's kind of a mess, and their quarterback is in flux. So, yeah, it's not like there's any turnkey, ready-made, oh, yeah, that's a great spot, but there are teams out there who throw it more and use more three receiver sets than the Niners do.
I find that to be a wild motivation if that's what it is.
Well, like, his motivation is to be elsewhere, then you can figure it out from there.
It has to be. See, to me, this has to be personal. I don't think this is about numbers. I don't think this is about usage. I cannot see that. This has to be based on the conduct of the contractual arguments over the last handful of months. This has to be about them using a first rounder on Ricky, maybe. I don't know. It feels like bleed over from last summer. But to me, this cannot be just about, I want bigger numbers. It's even crazier than I thought it was, if that's the case. 888-957-9570. We're taking your calls all afternoon as we get ready for the game. And this Wednesday, your chance to win great prizes every hour, 6A to 6P. Got Warriors tickets, ACD tickets, Warrior bobbleheads, much more. Wednesday, every hour, starting at 6. It's our Thanksgiving blowout right here on 95.7 The Game. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Live at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale, getting ready for Niners-Panthers, just about 2.5 hours away on Willard and Dibbs.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.